First panel, Alinari and Brogy, publishers, photographers. At the end of the 1950s, the archives of the Brogy and Anderson photographic establishments merged into Alinari. Since then, the three great photographers and editors of the 19th century have been gathered together in the Alinari archives. Carlo Brogy, referring to his activity and that of his friends/competitors, Alinari and Anderson, had supported the recognition of this new category, different from that of professional photographers and even more so from amateur photographer. With their shooting of monuments, of the works conserved in the main museums, and of the views, the photographers' editors published and made Italian artistic and landscape heritage accessible throughout the world, a definition which therefore has a very high cultural impact and which is part of the long process of building a national identity. In a newly made Italy, still marked by profound economic and territorial differences and to a large extent unknown to itself, the photographer editors, and in particular the Alinaris, will carry out the first major visual consensus of Italian art and landscape, handing down a monumental civic work of our heritage. The Alinari. Leopoldo Alinari, 1832-1865, with his brothers Giuseppe, 1836-1890, and Romaldo, 1830-1890, had set up a small photographic laboratory in Florence in 1852, with the copperplate maker Luigi Bardi. It will be Bardi who publishes the first catalogue of subjects available for sale in 1856, a collection de views monumentales de la Toscana in photography, par le frères Alinari. About 100 photographs, among which we find the first subject attributable to the Arezzo area, the Lock of the Chian. In this grandiose view of the amphitheater, Leopoldo has already given life to the Alinari style, the style to which subsequent generations of operators will follow. A construction of the image inspired by compositional criteria of symmetry, axiality, and perspective order under diffused light, which makes the smallest detail legible. An entirely Alinari way of ordering reality that will be applied to most diverse subjects, works of art, views, zoology, botany, industry, and handicrafts. In 1865, upon Leopoldo's death, the management passed to the brothers Giuseppe and Romaldo, 1865-1890. The magnificent Swiss bull, photographed in Prato Vecchio, on the estate of the former Grand Duke of Tuscany, can be referred to this period. Among others, the view of Piazza Santa Maria della Pieve dates back to subsequent management, 1890-1920, of Vittorio Alinari, 1859-1932, son of Leopoldo. The compositional criteria persist over time, and we find them in the images of the Buitoni factory in Sansepolcro from 1929. In the sales catalogs of the photographs, the subjects relating to the Arezzo area see a progressive increase starting from 1876, and show a significant work of reconnaissance of the main places of medieval art, Piero della Francesca's masterpieces, as well as the monument to Francesco Petrarca, inaugurated in 1928 for this exhibition among the extensive documentation of Piero della Francesca's works. We have chosen a photograph from 1964 relating to the frescoes of the Legend of the True Cross, a horse's head bearing the signature of an egocentric visitor of the 18th century, to bear witness to the unexpected traces of history that photography can give us back. The Brogy Photographic Establishment. Like the Alinari brothers, the Florentine Giacomo Brogy, 1822-1881, also began his career as a photographer around the 1850s after various experiences in the profession of engraver and retoucher, most recently at the hand of Luigi Bardi. After setting up the Giacomo Brogy Photographer Company in the 1960s, he would try his hand at shooting art, landscape, and costume in Tuscany and Italy, supported by a refined production of portraits, so much so that in 1878 he was appointed photographer of His Majesty King Umberto I. In 1881, on Giacomo's death, the management of the company passed to his son Carlo, 1850-1925, who consolidated its industrial dimension. Brilliant businessman and fine connoisseur of the Italian photographic panorama, Carlo will be strongly committed to the protection and legal recognition in Italy of photography as a work of genius, publishing in 1885 the volume on the subject of the legal protection of photography. The selection on display favors landscape and architectural photography, two categories for which the Brogy firm had already won first prize at the 1880-1881 Melbourne International Exhibition. Images of a rural territory shaped by the work of the women and men of these places. Here, Brogy was able to grasp that poetic harmony between nature, works, men, and animals of which we find frequent traces in his work, but which above all represents a distinctive character of these lands.